a podcast by two best friends who should have been sisters at birth.
And now they're your sisters you've never had.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Therapy has changed both of our lives in so many ways. It's helped us when we were in the process of getting out of toxic relationships, when we've moved into brand new cities and lived alone, and when we were making other big life decisions such as major career changes. It's even helped us now with everyday conflicts that come up in life.
We get so many questions on the daily about how to find a therapist, and we have the solution for you. With BetterHelp, you can find a therapist for you that fits your budget and your needs. The best part is that you can do this all virtually within your own home.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. You can choose flexibly between video call or just phone if you don't feel like getting ready. You can even leave notes for your therapist and message them between sessions if you need more help outside your scheduled appointment.
So what are you waiting for? Run, sisters, don't walk. Book your session today, and that's the first step of becoming your best self. Therapy has changed our lives, and we can't wait to see how it can help change yours.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and as a Sisters You've Never Had listener, you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad.
That's betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad.
Welcome.
We've also linked it down below for easier
had.
Access. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Teresa.
And in today's episode, we are actually talking about a topic that one of you requested, which is on long distance. So we actually decided that we're going to split this episode in two. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about whether or not you should be doing long distance and what are some of the signs or good signs that indicate you should do long distance and what are some of the bad signs, etc. And we're also going to be talking about our own experiences with long distance. And in next week's episode, we will be speaking about some tips on how to make long distance work and some of the things you can do to have a good long distance and successful long distance relationship.
But before we get started, we want to let you all know that as an influencer, Lisa has a lot of amazing partnerships and is able to hook you all up with discounts from popular brands such as 10% off Mejuri, 15% off Kiehl's Canada Skincare, and 10% off Necessaire Body Care, Verb Hair, and Kissify Accessories. You can find all of this in Lisa's Instagram or in our show notes labeled Linktree. On my end, I'm currently taking some career coaching clients on my wait list. So if you're thinking about going through a career change and you need some support with your resume and getting those interviews, you can reach out to me at Quarter Life Careers. You can find all of our links in our episode description.
And with that being said, we are going to go right into today's topic on long distance. So to kick us off, Teresa, what is one sign that you think is like a good sign or you must have before you start long distance?
So I feel like a good green flag for whether or not doing long distance would be like, I think first and foremost, how you feel towards one another, because it's like you need to have these like strong feelings, and like with that comes like willingness to make things work.
Yes, that's such a good point.
I feel like the more you feel for each other, the more effort you'll put in and the more successful your relationship will be.
Yes.
So I feel like the feelings is such a strong first one.
So you're pretty much saying, you know, when things are a little bit more serious rather than when you're
Like okay. I would say not to start. I don't know. I personally wouldn't start a relationship off long distance, but there are people that do that and it becomes successful.
Yeah, that's
But I would
true.
Say like it's like your feelings. Like even if you do start off long distance, like do you have strong feelings, you know, right then and there?
That's very true.
So that's really important.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good point, because when you're saying like starting a relationship off long distance, there are so many things about the person that you would never know.
Exactly.
If you are starting like – I don't know if you remember, very like in second year, I did this really quick thing with the guy I met in Vancouver. I went back to Western.
I do remember.
And yeah. We were FaceTiming all the time, texting, and everything was great. And I kid you not, the day I got back to Vancouver, immediately we broke up, because
That's
there were
so, strange.
So many things that just like I couldn't foresee because there were like so many incidences that like in real life would never have happened when we were apart.
Yeah. Because if you start up a relationship like long distance, then you think of like good things. Like you only have so minimal interactions that you don't know what they're like on the day to day.
Exactly.
Like you just know how they're like via FaceTime, via text, like via those like certain dates where you meet up.
Exactly.
But like not what they're like on the day to day.
Yeah. Why it fizzled out was because, you know, he was supposed to pick me up from the airport and he said, oh, because your flight is delayed. My flight was delayed for Christmas because of snow by, I think, like a few hours. And he's like, I can't come anymore. So I guess I'll see you another day. And I was like,
just because it was delayed a few hours, but he should have cleared his whole day.
I know. That's so it's like, once again, it's like, these
that's
are
like
things,
lack of effort.
Yeah. Like these are things that you would never come across, you know, if you're long distance, because you never meet up. Like there's logistical factors that would never happen.
That's right.
Yeah. And That's then true. He also tried planning a date and that was a disaster. I realized after actually going on a physical date with this guy that he was so bad at date planning and I felt like the responsible parent. So I was like, no.
Oh my God, not worth
it. It lasted one day after I got back home. Like, isn't that so
sad? That's so funny and so sad. No, but there are so many successful long distance relationships that start up long distance that work and people like will move across the country for one another.
Yeah, so... one of my best friends actually met her girlfriend. Actually, now they've broken up, but it was successful for a long time. She met her girlfriend on Hinge, and then she got to San Francisco, and they started dating immediately, and it was very successful. But, like, they never met until she got there.
Wait, so, like, they only talked, and then she moved there to be with her?
Well,
and then...
no, she didn't move for her, but she moved anyway, and then they immediately just hit it off. So it was long distance first. Yeah, and they never even met.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I feel like if you have the feelings for each other and, like, it'll – I don't know. With the whole feelings thing and, like, feelings kind of lead to effort, I think – that'll determine whether or not your long distance relationship will be successful.
Yeah, that's
a very
good point.
It doesn't hurt like to try if you both like each other.
Yeah, I think it's both. Like if you're going to start off a relationship long distance, like you said, you better freaking be really into
like each other.
The person. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's my point. What's your first point?
Okay, my first point right off the bat is just knowing that there's an end date, because I feel like I would never do long distance personally if I'm like, I don't know who's gonna, like how we're gonna end up together. Like if we are already right off the bat, like you're telling me if you're moving to the US, for example, and I'm gonna stay here and I have absolutely no intention of moving to the US and you have no intention of moving to Canada, like I would never do long distance because it's like, what's the point? If no one has, there's no end game, then why are we doing this?
Exactly. I totally feel you. Like, and also, even if they did have an in-game, like, they could change their mind. So you might have to be okay with, like, them changing their timelines or changing their plans. Because I was in a long-ass distance relationship with somebody. And he initially was like, you know what? I'm going to come back to Vancouver. And we're both going to be in Vancouver. But he never came back. So... he asked me actually to move to another city. And so that's why we ended up breaking up. So
I think
it's like that can change. Like at the first year, he was like, yeah, I'm moving back. But like by year three, he was like, oh no, I'm actually going to stay in another city.
Yeah. I mean, so I think that's a little bit more fair than when you guys first start and he's like, I'm never coming back to Vancouver.
That's true.
You're also like, I'm never going to move there. I think that's different because it's like, that's, things are changing as you guys are growing or like as his life circumstances change. And like you might also change your mind to maybe meet him there. So I feel like that's
like meet elsewhere.
Yeah. But I think in the beginning, you need to be on the same page because if you're already on different pages, it's like, it's kind of like the same scenario as let's just say a guy and a girl, or sorry, not, it doesn't even have to be guy and girl. Anyone getting together, one person wants kids, the other person does not want kids, and you're hoping that they'll change. It's like, it's different if you both want kids and then circumstances change and you're forced to have or not have or like whatever. But it's like,
oh my gosh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say like it's compatibility. Like you need to get together and have the same, like you said, you wanted it to have an end goal. And I totally agree with you. You have to have a compatible end goal. Like if you're both wanting to be in a big city, like you both have to choose a city to end up at. If you both have like different lifestyles, it may not work long distance because like when you are together finally, like your life will just be like too different.
Yeah, exactly. And I also, to add on the layer of end goal, I think also like timing is very important. It's not like someday mm-hmm. I'll end up in your city or someday
exactly. It's like, I want to fucking know when.
It's like, okay.
Someday is not good enough.
Exactly.
Like, why am I wasting my fucking precious time? Like, because we're also like in our 20s.
Exactly.
Like, even if we're approaching our 30s or in our 30s, like, We're still in our hot years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to waste years for someone who has no intention of being in the same city as me.
For sure. If I found someone here, I can probably find someone there. Like, it's like, I don't need you.
Exactly. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're moving. Yeah. Like, okay, like, I'll find someone else. Yeah. And I'm sure you'll find someone else.
Exactly. Like, you have to be happily ever after. Yeah, like, you have to be so fucking outstanding and I have to be so fucking in love with you. And you end up together, or else it's like, why am I doing this? It's just such a waste of my time. Like, I could be
literally giving me flashbacks when I was like 19 and doing. I'm like, why did I waste my time?
Yeah, instead of having sex every week, I'm having sex twice a year. Like, no thanks.
No, literally, that was me. It was like summer break and then holidays. Yeah. That was it.
Oh my God.
And then meanwhile, he was having sex with other girls.
I feel like that's one of those jokes where it's like it's funny to us now, but like we have both literally cried together about
back
this.
When I was 22, I was literally depressed, but now
oh my god,
it's like laughable.
Do you remember, oh my god, I kid you not, so like Teresa and this person had already broken up studying, like I was studying in Milan on exchange. I'm not even joking you. Like I was literally like running to my exam and I was texting Teresa, and then Teresa, I think, messaged me something like, I think I want to ask him to get back together or something. And I literally ditched like my exam. Oh, I don't know what you said to me, I literally like ditched studying.
You sent me like 30 paragraphs.
I know. Like, I was like freaking really the fuck
really think
out.
About this. No. And to clarify, it wasn't me wanting to get back with him or vice versa. It was just like we started like becoming friends again and like speaking and hanging out, which is also really bad.
Yeah.
Yes, because this guy had cheated on me and wanted to be friends with me again.
Yes.
And Lisa was like, fuck no.
Yeah, I remember just like dropping all my books. I'm like in Italy trying to like study for my exams and just like, like this is more important. God. Like it was a few hours before my exam, but whatever. Anyway. Okay.
Yes.
It is funny to us now.
It is funny.
But it was not funny back then.
No, I was traumatized. Oh my God. Still low-key traumatized, but like, you know what? You learn from all your experiences. My friends got traumatized through that with me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I suffered like, secondhand traumatization.
Yeah. For sure. Basically, okay, for you listeners that don't know the backstory, I was with someone long distance for over 3 years, maybe 4 years, but he ended up cheating on me and I didn't find out until our relationship was over. Like maybe like the week after we broke up, I found out. Ugh. And I was so traumatized.
Yeah, we super hate this man.
Big waste of time because it was my whole university that I was with this man.
Just
I could have had all this dick in university and I didn't. I'm choked. Yeah. I was also in a sorority. I could have had all my fun, but I didn't.
Now you're ready to have fun and then it's fucking COVID.
I know, it's like, fucking COVID. And everyone's settling and everyone's chilling.
And everyone's like, getting married. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. It's fine because I was saying, I've already said this in a previous episode, but the hope that I have for this man is I don't hope for this guy to die. Okay. I hope that if Canada ever goes to war, he is front line. He is in the front line fighting for our country. So whatever. It's noble. right? Whatever. Like, I want him to go through something.
Knowing him, he'd probably, like, hide behind something because he's such a snake.
Oh, my God. No. He's going to be one of those guys that pretends an injury and doesn't even go to war. That's what he's going to do. I can see him.
Yes. I can see that. And I can see him crying doing that as well because he's a crier.
Oh, my God. Also. No, but same. So, also, fun fact, me and Teresa's ex-boyfriends both have the same last name. And I just don't think that's a coincidence. Like, I think...
Well, and it's such a common, like, Asian last name as well. Like, literally every other person has this last name.
Every other person.
Literally, it's the most common Asian last name.
That's true. Okay, anyway, let's go back to...
Back to the sign of whether or not you should do long distance.
Yes, your turn.
My next point is trust. So this leads very well to trust.
I'm dead. Educate us on trust, will you?
Like, when I started this relationship, I fully trusted this person. And when we broke up to go to different schools, like, we were fine and all. We decided to get back together because we loved each other and trusted each other. And I thought that on my end, the relationship was...
You're like, I thought we had an agreement.
Oh my God, I'm literally, I need to, like,
this is really not
I'm looking at my reflection right now and I'm like, this is the clown emoji. The clown is me.
Oh my God.
No, but like, trust is such an important element when doing long distance. And like, you just have to like fully like know each other's intentions and like know what they would be like as a drunk person or around like other people and around like, I don't know, potentially like many other girls.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think,
yeah, because like, that's what I didn't expect. I didn't expect or knew about all of the cheating, and that happened to me. But like, I feel like if you have good trust in each other, I think you can have a really successful long distance relationship. Like, I've seen so many of my friends go through long distance with their significant others, and it was healthy. It was happy. There was like no signs of like cheating, period.
Exactly.
So trust is a huge thing.
Exactly. And obviously, like, how to trust someone or how to know you can trust someone, that warrants an entirely different whole episode. But it's like, I think make sure you're also very self-aware and like look around or like listen to your friends or even like know about their history, because this is not you, but
I think their history is so important. Yeah. And I find that like when you get to know someone, it's hard to find out about their history unless like you know of them before or like you have like mutual friends.
Exactly.
Because if it's a complete stranger, you don't know about their history.
Yeah. Like, okay, so an example is this guy from my school, he is a notorious cheater on his girlfriend.
Is that my ex?
No. But yeah, that's another one. No, but like basically a lot of us have like, we knew that he, you know, has this habit of like cheating on his girlfriend, and now they're long distance, and I'm just kind of like,
oh God.
Before they were like barely long distance. Now they're long distance. And I'm like, what do you expect? Like, I don't know. I feel like this reputation is such a long one that like, but you're right. Like, it's hard to find out if they have this
very
reputation.
Very common too. Yeah, exactly. I actually was on TikTok last night and I saw this girl that was on TikTok that matched with some guy on Hinge. And the guy was like, oh, like, what's your phone number? I don't have Instagram. Let's talk through the phone and let's meet up. And then she's like, oh, okay, that's...
sus.
That's weird. Okay. She was sussed. And so she saw that on his Hinge profile that he was on this university basketball team. So she looks him up on the roster, finds his name, goes on his Instagram, and he does have Instagram, and looks at his tag pictures, and he has a whole girlfriend.
Oh my God.
And the girlfriend's recent post was like, oh my gosh, congratulations for going to this university and playing basketball. And I'm so proud of you. You're the love of my life. And so yeah, that poor girl's getting played.
Yeah.
And this guy is out here being like a shithole. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like I'm a little traumatized personally from long distance. But even though we have these like terrible stories, like there are so many like pleasant stories.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone's different also. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So your next point on green flags for long distance.
Okay. So my next point is also having an idea of like how much you guys are going to see each other. So for example, you know, like there are so many different types of long distance. There's, so the one that I did before was London to Toronto. So if you guys are not from Canada, it's really just like a 2-hour drive. That's barely long distance. But even then, you know, we had an agreement and we were aligned prior to even really starting this. It's like, how often would I see him? So I think our agreement was I saw him once every other week, just because I wanted, you know, the full university experience. So on one weekend, I would be with my friends. And then the next weekend, I would spend the whole weekend with him. So that's we alternated weekends. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously like, you know, in the scheme.
Was he like a year older or a few years older? Was that why?
Yeah, he was 2 years older. So he already got, so he's also from Western. Yeah. And then he got a whole ass, you know, big adult job. Yeah. In Toronto while I was still in school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so obviously, you know, we have like there's different levels of long distance. There was mine, which is quite mild. Then you have people that are like in the same province, but like even more hours away, or like different provinces within the same country, or like just different countries entirely. Mm-hmm. And then even within countries, it's like, or continents, it's like how much is the time difference? But regardless of what the situation is, it's like right before you start long distance, you must be aligned and okay with how often you're gonna see each other. Because let's just say, I don't know, like a really difficult one would be, for example, if you're, you know, here in Toronto and your significant other is like in Asia. Right? Like that's probably one of the most extreme ones, just because A, flights are really expensive. They're really long. Mm-hmm. And then also like the time difference. So it's probably also difficult to like keep communication during.
Yeah. Yeah. It, like you'd have to have one person stay up really late and it's someone else's morning to like constantly communicate. So like I can see it being difficult like with doing long distance with someone in Asia.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't matter what the circumstance is as long as you guys are aligned. So it's like, if you are going to do something as extreme as what I had just said, it's like, do you guys recognize that you're only going to see each other once a year, twice a year?
And yeah, and will you be okay with that too? Exactly. Because it might be okay for one person, but to the other person, because like maybe your love language is
physical touch.
Physical touch or like
or gifts
of service.
I'm just kidding.
No, gifts is easy. You can just send a gift. True. Acts of service, like when you need that person physically there, then like you can't do that.
Yes.
And so like you both need to be on the same page on whether or not you're okay with seeing each other like twice a year or three times a year or FaceTiming even like once a day or like twice a week. Like you need to have that figured out in order for it to be like successful.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what is your next point?
Okay, so my next point is effort, because like you'll both have to put in so much effort in doing long distance. Like you can't just actually while I'm talking about this, I just had a memory of like a friend's friend was in a long distance relationship and they just like stopped talking and they just like ghosted each other and broke up.
What?
And they were together for 4 years. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And then this guy was like really shit. Like he had moved to Vancouver and his girl's from like Toronto.
Oh my God.
And he was just being super sus in Vancouver overall. But like, yeah, like they just kind of ghosted each other. Yeah. But it's like effort. Like I guess neither of them were like willing to put in the effort. And that's why it ended. And so like, on whether or not you should do long distance, like you have to be willing to like try and to make those like daily calls, like send those like sweet text messages and like do more of those little things to make your person feel like loved. Otherwise, like if you're not seeing each other, like it's hard to feel loved.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're not going out on dates, like on the weekend, like everyone else is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And your last point, Lisa?
Yeah. So my next point is pretty like aligned with yours. But as long as you guys, once again, if before you start long distance, also know if and be okay with how often you're going to talk via FaceTime or so it isn't just about because my previous point about was about seeing each other physically and if you're okay with that. But this one is like how often you're going to hear from them from a day-to-day basis. And I think this is not just like a long distance thing. This is also kind of just like a regular dating thing because I am discovering so many of my friends who are not texters. Like they tell me that they don't ever text the guy they're even dating, not even just like their boyfriend, but like even in the dating phase, they don't like texting. And to me, that's wild because I'm like a huge like daily texter.
Interesting. Yeah, and caller, I feel like we are.
Yeah, so it's like I feel like you need to already be aligned there, and then like, oh, I guess that's like another good sign, because if, let's just say, before you start long distance and he's already someone who hates texting, hates FaceTime, it's like, how is this going to get better?
You already know you're not compatible. Exactly.
Like, it's only going to get worse now, because it's like, at least before you couldn't contact him, but it's fine because you'll just show up at his house.
Yes.
Not
That's true.
But like now, it's like, what you're going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, when I was in my long distance relationship, he would like, he was so bad with like keeping up with our FaceTime dates. Like, I'd be like, okay, let's schedule our dates every like, I don't remember, like Wednesday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then he would always kind of like, sometimes he'd like bail last minute, or like when we were texting, he would like stop texting for like an entire like 24 hours. Oh my God. I'd be like, okay. And so I don't know. Back then I feel like I was like, I don't know if it was like low maintenance or I just didn't care as much about the texting clinginess, but now I feel that I am. So I won't take that shit now. But back then I was just like, you know, whatever. I'm also super busy. But I feel that, yeah, like you have to both have similar
communication styles.
Like, exactly.
Or frequencies.
Like texting styles, yes, frequencies.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like if you're both like chill and like non-texters, then you could be a good match.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you're both like really clingy texters, or if you're like a couple that loves to send memes, then like you both need to kind of keep that going.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to start sending memes to another guy.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that being said, these are our kind of like good signs as to whether or not you should go into a long distance relationship slash like if you should or shouldn't. But now we are going to talk about our experiences with long distance. So Teresa, why don't you kick us off and kind of tell us like what you think you did wrong or like didn't evaluate, or like vice versa. Like, I don't know, just like if you had to do it over again, like, would you do it?
Honestly, well, yeah, everyone knows of my story in my long distance relationship, and things that I honestly can say that during that long distance relationship, I thought that it was a wonderful and super healthy relationship. Aside from the fact that we were both university students and sometimes like we weren't as good as replying, we weren't really good at replying to each other. Like he would kind of disappear and not reply for like a day, and I would do the same because I was working like two or three jobs. I feel that overall it was healthy, but things that I didn't see that I see now in hindsight were some of his behaviors. Like for instance, like I keep bringing it up, but like it's like how you can trust them or not. Like there's this one time where I was looking through his like Facebook tag pictures, because back then it was like everyone was posting everyone's like pictures
on Facebook
and like all your hangouts on Facebook. I would see that he was always beside one girl, and I would ask him, oh, who is this? And he would never really like bring up who she was.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, it's just a friend, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, oh, why didn't I meet her? But I was just like so chill and so trusting that I didn't really think of it as suspicious. So I kind of just let it go. But maybe in hindsight, I'd be more like, okay, like, why didn't you introduce me to her? Like, maybe I should have, like, thought of it as more of a red flag, but I just didn't. So that was kind of me in hindsight. And also, I guess another learning from that relationship was just making sure we have, like, similar end goals. When we first started, we both wanted to end in Vancouver. But towards the end, we kind of, like, I kind of knew that he wasn't going to end up in Vancouver, and he kind of knew as well, but we just prolonged like talking about it, and so we just like kept dating, and when we did talk about it, we like just broke up that day. So it's just like keeping each other in constant communication of like our goals and our life goals and our end goals and where we want to be. And yeah, I feel like that's me and my experience with long distance. Oh, and what their lifestyle is like is so important too on deciding on whether or not you should do long distance. Because I was in a long distance with like a partier. Like he was basically like a frat boy. He like went to all the parties, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh my
like,
God.
Even the weekdays. He would like, yeah, I would like be FaceTiming him and a blood vessel in his eye popped because he was he was just drinking too much. He would like lose his watch, lose his things. Like he was just out of control, a big partier. And so another thing in hindsight was like, maybe Teresa, don't date that party boy from across the country.
Yeah, because I feel like if I mean, I'm not saying that people.
I feel like if I dated a wholesome, nice guy, like I feel like my experience would be different. But I dated like the biggest party boy that had that was like that always had girls around him.
Yeah, as so. As we saw from his Facebook pictures way back in grade 8.
Yeah. I know. So like as a lesson on my end, I feel like your lifestyle and like your significant other your significant other's lifestyle and like trust and all of that really came into account. And kind of in hindsight, I should have known of these things. And it's a lesson that I'm taking on now as a older, but like a more grown woman.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But how about you and your experience? Because I know that you had like your long distance was kind of different because you were still within the same province, but only seeing each other like every other week. Like, what was your takeaway from that relationship?
Yeah, I mean, with that relationship in particular, the one thing that I will say is that like there's a very, I think the biggest thing was the whole alignment thing, because I think we just started dating and he had already suggested right off the bat that we see each other every other week. And he's like, you know, because I really want us to have a very healthy relationship, whatever. And I was like, wow, that's actually very mature. And I kind of thought to myself, like, you know what? I think that does make sense. You know, we should like not right off the bat just be one of those couples that spend all their time together. But I just know that I'm not that type of person. Like I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to live out a proper honeymoon phase. Like we had just started dating and then we immediately had to do long distance. So I was like, I agreed to it because in my head I was like, this does make sense, whatever. But like, I think feeling wise, I didn't think it was really natural. And all I have to say about that is that, you know, at the time I was very much settling because I was like, it makes sense. Do I really want this? Like, want it? Not
but
really.
Also, you know, as an outsider listening, I feel like if he was obsessed with you, he would have come and visited you like every weekend when you first started dating. Exactly. Or he would want to see you all the time.
Exactly. So
as he should.
Exactly. Like. So I actually very quickly learned this when my next relationship came, because the next relationship that came, obviously we all know, spoiler, it ended up being toxic, whatever. But the first year, honestly, was literally like perfect. It was very blissful. And I want to say that, you know, the first year that we were together, genuinely, there was like not a single problem. And everything we did, not only were we aligned in, but it felt like everything just felt right. Like we spent the appropriate amount of time that I had felt. Like, sure, it was like more than most, but I think it was because, like I said, we were in the honeymoon phase. So I was like, honestly, when the right person comes along, I mean, this guy ended up not turning out to be the right person, but you know, at least this guy right off the bat
experienced a bit of was a healthy relationship with him and like so much love.
Exactly. Exactly. Like in the beginning, like he was already right off the bat more right than that other guy. Yeah. So it's like, I think it's just, you know, it's not just about like settling on agreeing with like, oh, if you're not comfortable only seeing each other like once or twice a year, but maybe if they're telling you like, this is the only thing that can happen. Sure. Like maybe that can be the last resort to settle for that. But I think it is important to like really voice it and just like talk about it or whatever. Cause I think I just kind of settled and I was like, this doesn't really feel natural to me, but like whatever, I'll like.
No, but like if you're so in love, like what I did was like fly across the country and surprise the guy.
Yeah.
And like you do really simpy ass things when you're in love.
No, so, I completely agree. Like I'm also like witnessing, you know, one friend of mine who's going through a new relationship. And it's long distance, and it's during the period of COVID.
Wow.
And it was like, they had so many hurdles to go through. And I see the things that this guy will do for her. Like, he will literally quarantine himself for 2 weeks just to come here.
Really?
Yeah. And then, stay an extra.
That's so sweet.
Exactly. So I feel like if you're doing long distance and like your person is just, like you said, not showing the level of obsession or effort.
Yeah, exactly.
That,
like
that you are.
You deserve.
Yeah, exactly. Then, I don't know. I feel like it's not really worth it because,
not
like
worth it.
I said, you could be having sex every week, but instead you're having sex like what, once a year
twice
or something?
Twice a year.
Or twice a year. And for what? Like, this man better be actually like so worth it.
There's no dick that good, is there? His dick better really be that fucking good for you to just
literally
see it twice a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on.
And you better make sure he's not like also seeing other people. And he's only yeah. seen vagina twice a year also.
Like, who knows, man? Exactly. Who knows? Because look at me, I got played.
Yeah. No, but also my second learning, I already mentioned it in the beginning of the episode, but like, I literally forgot about this memory until you had brought up your very first point is, I don't know, personally, like I said, I know so many successful relationships that started off long distance, but personally, if you ask me, I personally would never go through it again because it's like, there's too many scenarios and like different like tests that like I can't see you through. That's okay. This is kind of why, like,
well, like, and it's also because you started like long distance. Exactly. It wasn't like you got to know this person and then decided to do long distance with this person.
I think it's very different if you already have been together for like 3 years and very much love each other and then you do long distance versus like right off the bat. So that's why, like, why are any of us surprised when none of the reality show people end up working out? Like, especially the people in like Bachelor franchise, because it's like literally, because
everything is literally planned by the producers for you to fall in love. Obviously, if you're jumping from an airplane, you're gonna fucking fall in love with each other. If they're setting up like beach dates with like 1,000 roses, you're gonna fucking fall in love.
Yeah, exactly. Easily. And then you walk away from the show and you're actually starting it's like a real day-to-day life. Exactly. And then it's long distance. And then you actually meet up in real life. Like, you go months, I don't know, in living in different countries, and you finally meet up and you're like, wait, this is what you're like when you eat at a restaurant, or like, oh, you're like rude to the waiter, which I would never see in or like, The Bachelor.
You're a fucking douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you would never see, or like how they interact with your friends or like whatever. It's like you're long distance. It's a very one-to-one relationship for like a year. Then you introduce them to him to your friends, and it's like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a completely different person. He's awkward, or like, I don't know what it is, but it's like,
yeah, that's true. That's so true. Yeah, exactly. I think that's like when it comes to getting to know someone.
Exactly. Like, I would,
that's tough.
Yeah. Doing it over again, I would not get to know someone in the beginning in long distance. Like, for me, that was like the most terrible decision. Yeah. But anyway.
But I feel that if you are like, for instance, like dating for a couple of months or like a year and you really like this person and they have to move away for a job and you have intentions of being in the same city, then why not? If you see a future with each other, then I'd say do it. Don't miss out on the love of your life because of some distance.
Exactly.
Because I don't know. I, for one, like, I've been through a long distance relationship and unfortunately failed. I feel like I would do it. I wonder if I would do it again. And I feel like, yeah, because I love love.
Oh my God. I'm soft as fuck.
I think I would do
it. See, okay. I also actually am a believer that long distance, not that it's a good thing, but I'm saying, like, if, let's just say, you have to move for a job, do not stay for that person. Or do not move if the only reason is for that person. Because if things don't work out, you will like resent the person you're with.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a job in a different location and it's your dream job, I will always go. I will always go. Because
Agree.
Because if you stay solely for this person, if this relationship does not work out, if you don't end up marrying the person and having kids and literally dying beside them, like, honestly, you're gonna look back one day and you're gonna be like, what would my life look like if I had just gone?
Yeah, I would say always put yourself first.
For
sure. Yourself and your life and your career and your family first, because I feel like relationships come and go. There will be others that come. And unless you really truly think this person is the love of your life, then I would say do it.
Okay, no,
I'm also
a
believer of love, so I'm kind of like,
it's so funny.
Like, you know, maybe. But also, I'd still put myself first.
It's so funny because me and you are literally opposite. You're like, but if they're the person, my first immediate thought when you said that, I was just like,
immediately, no.
No. My first thought was like, they're probably not though, but like, sure. Like, because I'm so cynical. That's why I think this is a good balance, because you have one person that's like, oh my God, try it. I'm like,
and I'm the one that's gone through trauma.
Yeah, like, it's honestly, statistically, it's probably not, but like, sure.
Like, but it could be. Like, it could be. Like, people do meet the love of their lives.
Statistically, no.
No, but I feel like I've seen enough long distance relationships that are successful to know that, you know, it could happen. And who knows? You might be the one, like, meeting the love of your life and he's, like, somewhere else and you're doing long distance. And now I'm laughing at you.
I'm dead.
So we never know.
Yeah, you really never know. But
Yeah, but I would say like, yeah, put yourself first. And oh, another important thing before we close off, but like really trust your gut, like trust your gut in whether or not it's worth doing long distance with this person, whether or not you're just getting to know them or if you've been with them for many years. I feel like your gut will know whether or not you want to actually do this or if something is off in the relationship. If you trust your gut, you will know. Like for instance, I should have trusted my gut when I was like maybe 2 or 3 years in. I felt something was kind of off, but like I let him talk me into staying even though I wanted to break up, and it did indeed go wrong. So like, you know, if you trust your gut, I think you'll be able to make the right decision on deciding whether or not you want to start long distance or do long distance or end long distance.
Yes, I think that is great advice. Definitely trust your gut.
Your gut. Yeah. They'll know. They'll know on whether or not if yeah. they're the one. And and trust your pussy too. Because if your pussy is throbbing, then like you know you like it.
I'm dead. Or the same sentiment and he's not making effort and you're sitting there like, yeah. is it worth
then,
it?
Yeah, then you trust your gut. Like yeah. if he's not doing shit for you, then don't do it.
Yeah, like you're holding out.
You could be having sex every week.
Exactly. Exactly.
And as you should, queen.
Exactly. I agree.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that was a blast. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope you like this episode. If you do, share it with your friends, your family, your significant other that you're potentially doing long distance with or considering doing long distance with. And yeah, we can't wait to catch you again next Monday.
Bye, guys.